Well, now for some news items, in which we hear of assistance for the police in their fight against crime, cost controls being sought for the building of the Northern Distributor Road, and the part Norwich scientists are playing in the fight against the disease affecting ash trees. But we'll start with news of an agricultural festival being held in the Norwich Cathedral Close.
A celebration of Norfolk's farming bounty is expected to draw 5,000 people into Norwich's Cathedral Close for an event aiming to bring the countryside into the heart of the city. Livestock, machinery, food and music will combine to mark the season as Norfolk Har Fest returns for its second year on Saturday the 7th of October, organised by the team behind the Royal Norfolk Show. The cloisters will be transformed into a farmer's market where visitors will be able to try food and drink from more than 30 artisan producers, selling locally made delicacies ranging from cheese and chutney to gin and vodka. There will also be a live entertainment stage and displays of animals, including Jelly the Jersey cow, chickens, miniature donkeys, sheep, pigs and goats. Mark Nicholas, Show and Programmes Director for the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, said, "Bringing agriculture into the city is really important. It would have been very easy for us to put on another event at the Norfolk Showground, but the whole point is that we wanted to bring this exciting event into the heart of the city."
More drones could soon be patrolling the skies above Norfolk, following the early success of a trial which has shown the sky's the limit when it comes to the crime-fighting technology. Two drones have been keeping a watchful eye from the sky over the county as part of a three-month trial launched by Norfolk Police. The state-of-the-art machines can be launched within minutes from any location and are armed with a high-resolution camera, which sends back live aerial footage to officers on the ground and to the police control room. It was hoped the drones might be able to help detect rural crime, monitor demonstrations, and search for missing people. And the trial, which started at the beginning of last month, has proved such a success so far that the scheme might yet be extended, resulting in more drones policing Norfolk. In August, a drone unit helped locate 8-month-old Daniel John Minton, who'd not been seen since April after having gone missing with his parents, Daniel John Minton Sr. and Tory Smith from the Swaffham area. The police said the cost of training 4 drone pilots and buying 2 unmanned aerial systems was less than £8,000.
Specialist consultants have been brought in by the Norfolk County Council to try to help bring down the escalating costs of the Norwich Northern Distributor Road. The County Council had set a £179.5 million budget for the 12.5-mile road. But the cost has soared beyond that budget, although the authority is reluctant to reveal by how much. The council said delays and the need for changes to the work had pushed up the price. But because it is in negotiations with contractor Balfour Beatty over the extra cost, it is not revealing how much more could be added to the bill. The council says the public interest in keeping commercially sensitive information under wraps exceeds the public interest in releasing it. Senior management meetings are being held to discuss commercial position and find ways of reducing costs. And the council has also brought in external specialists who will examine Balfour Beatty's project works to date. John Birchall, NDR Public Liaison Officer, said, "People can have absolute confidence that it's being very closely monitored to ensure that all the public money is being properly spent."
Norwich scientists have offered hope in the battle against ash dieback. The UK's first confirmed case of the fungal infection was found in wild trees at Lower Wood in Ashwellthorpe near Wyndham in 2012. Now, researchers at the John Innes Centre, based at the Norwich Research Park, have released a new study on the fungus which causes ash dieback. Professor James Brown said, "This study shows that once the ash dieback fungus arrived in Europe, it spread to Britain both by wind-borne spores and by trade in plants. Other alien diseases could spread in the same way. And because of this, disease control must operate on a European scale. Above all, we should prevent diseased plants getting into Europe. And he added, "We expect, in the long run, the ash and the fungi will reach equilibrium, a kind of armed standoff, and the fungus will merge into the background as a parasite of only moderate importance."
Four drivers have been given warnings as part of a police crackdown on drivers who risk the lives of cyclists. Plainclothes officers have been out on two wheels close to County Hall in Norwich in a bid to identify drivers who do not allow enough room when overtaking cyclists, followed too closely behind, or left hook by overtaking and then turning left across their path. As part of Operation Close Pass, the cycling police officers, who were equipped with cameras to record evidence of driving offences, reported any offenders to uniformed police on motorcycles, who then pulled the vehicle into Carrow Fire Station. A total of four motorists were spoken to by police after being caught by driving too close to bikes.